Gadolos don't have a permanent yishuv. Wherever they live for several hundred years, they were driven away, right? That's how it goes. So now the Rebbe is telling us, we have the ability to make kviyas, we should make kviyas. So now our geder, we're still in Golos. What are we doing? Introducing an aspect of gula into our Golos. We're making a kviyas in Golos. I, lecheri, make a kviyas in Golos. It's the hepech, mamish, fun gula. Because gula is in Eretz Yisrael. So what is the hepech? The hepech is not in teichen. The hepech is in merichik, in distance. I'm making a kviyas here in New York. I'm buying a house. And going to Israel is 10 hours flight, so it's not in Teichen. It's mamish the same idea of living in Eretz Yisrael. What's the whole idea of Eretz Yisrael? This is the kviyas of Yidden in this world, where they have their kviyas in Eretz Yisrael. So I'm making a kviyas in Chutz Laaretz. So the Teichen is the same as Eretz Yisrael. The contradiction.
The
in kviyas.
Didn't have kviyas. You have.
Now I have the merchik. So now the this is the whole nekuda. When the gula comes. This is the whole idea of flying with anonym and everything. When the gula comes, what's going to happen? There's going to be a gila lekus in this world. So the teichen, gila lekus is the teichen. We're going to realize the gashmias. The gashmias, the mitzvahs of gashmias, which we know currently, is going to have limited value, limited significance. The teichen eleki is going to have full significance. So now, the fact I'm here, I made my kviyas here, teichen, that is, mam is the same teichen as Yisrael. In Merkik, it's 10 hours flight. The 10 hours flight is not going to have any significance. In Teichen, it's going to be Mamis in the Eretz Yisrael. So because the Ruch Nistik of Teichen, the Gila Lekus is going to be Mamuchosh, so because in Teichen it's the same thing, so then the Gila Lekus is going to be Mamuchosh, so my distance from Eretz Yisrael is not going to be distant at all. Click, click. Viskabras at Surah Lachem, the Gila Lekus of Gashmi, so therefore this distance, which now is 10 hours, is not going to be distant at all. Remember, Gilei Lekus, this teichem of a kviyas of a yid, a kviyas of Torah and mitzvahs, where is it in Eretz Yisrael? That's where they made that place in the world, that's where a yid has kviyas, and that's where you can get kviyas. That's where they made. You go out of Eretz Yisrael, you don't have kviyas. Now the Rebbe, Chassidus HaTuf Ketom, the Rebbe Tuf Ketom, you have kviyas. And this is the matzav now at Dor. You can get kviyas in America also. So this, we've accomplished the inyur of Machta Eretz Yisrael. We made Eretz Yisrael where we made it in Chutz Laaretz, right? So we've made, this is Mamish, the Teichen of Eretz Yisrael. The Teichen of Eretz Yisrael, but in Merchag HaGashmi, it's distant. The Merchag HaGashmi is going to lose its significance. What's going to be Begoli? The Teichen HaRuchni. So the Teichen HaRuchni is going to be felt Begashmi. I'm going to feel Begashmi, that this is Mamish. Hachona Mamish Eretz Yisrael. Mamish HaGedef on Hachona. Hachona, like we said, the Hachona gets identity of gula. It gets identity of a mitzvah. The achana also. So this is achana. So this, how long is it going to take me for walk to Eretz Yisrael? It's not going to take me 10 hours. And it's a teichen. It's the same thing. It won't take me any time at all. Remember, the ruchnis is going to be more real than the gashmis. It's going to have more significance than the gashmis. Now, does that make... That is the whole idea of the onan. Going... Onan means when a ruchnis comes reality... And we see, okay, let's not go into it too much, but that doesn't make sense. Yeah? Sure. Yeah? It's just facing reality. What you're always learning about Gilei Lekus. We're all learning about Gilei Lekus Mukhush. So now the Rebbe tells the Mitzvah Binyan, it's like smacking your face. This is really what's going to happen. This Teichen Ruchni is going to be felt by Gashmi. So you are going to be closer to Eitzisra. Because in Teichen now you're closer, then you're going to be in reality closer.
And the kids say, what's the Onan?
The Onan is... Let's go to the second. I just wanted to bring out the onan is the moment when the kus starts coming in olam hazeh and starts developing. So yidden, we have Torah mitzvahs, their speed in olam hazeh, their pace is going to be above the rest of the world. So we are going to be in a cloud moving forward at a faster pace than the rest of the world. So therefore, we're going to be moving forward to Eretz Yisrael. I mean, the 770, which is now. So much, so that's 10 hours difference, which today it's a long distance from Eretz Yisrael, yeah? So then, you can't go there, Shabbos, etc., etc. Then, that distance is not going to have any significance at all. So that is going in honor. This is going to start unfolding itself, the Gashmistika dynamics of 770 actually coming close to Eretz Yisrael. Goes? It sounds too... the Gula means... It's just real, facing reality, huh? Okay, but say that. So this is, okay, let's carry on. This is just, so that's Mitzvah Binyan now. So the Rebbe asks, L'cheda, okay, so this is the Rebbe Shaila. So now let's go over to page 2. Now this is, the tendency is very... The Rebbe Shaila here is how can we, why are we talking about making here to throw? We're going one moment. Yes. To, that's the Rebbe Shaila. Okay. Now let's go. Here, page number 2. Here, the Rebbe, this is a Nakuda which we discussed many times here, but the Rebbe brings it out here. The Rebbe here, the Mamish brings it out. So it's, I just, let's take apart what's going on over here. The Rebbe brings a story from the Rebbe Rashab. He told the Bochrim that you have to, When you're doing something, even though it's a preparation for the next stage, in that stage of the preparation, you have to do it properly and not rush it off, right? Right? You know, you're aware of this stuff, right? So now, I want this just note here. The Rebbe brings down the Rebbe Rashab. That's in the paragraph, the first paragraph. Then the second two paragraphs, the Rebbe explains it. I just want to bring out here the slight, it looks like a very slight nuance. But you're going to see it makes an amazing difference, which makes, this is a whole difference what's happening today and what was in the past. What would the Rebbe Rashab say? The Rebbe Rashab says, why should you devote attention to the stage of the Achana? Why? The Rebbe Rashab says two reasons. Number one, on line 2, because if you're an emes to kemensh, everything you do should be with emes. And number 2, when you do the Hachonim with the MS, you later, when you come to the actual goal, you'll also take the goal with the mobile premiers, right? Good? Yeah? Now look what the Rebbe says. The Rebbe adds explanation to this. That, they just, look at this, because this is like mamish in the Rebbe's words, and it gives out the whole thing. The whole time, we're always talking about this thing about being above Golos and Gula and all of that, yeah? So here you have mamish, the Rebbe puts it down very, very clearly. So if you look, So what are the Rebbe Rashab? What's the Rebbe Rashab explaining here? Why should you do the Chana stage with a full Kavona? Why? With a full attention. Why? In order, what's the Rebbe Rashab's reason? In order you should do it, in order I should be connected to what I'm doing. I should be connected to the Chana stage, and that will help me to be connected later on to the stage, to the Etzem, to the goal, right? Where I'm going to reach, right? If I am involved in the Chana, fully, with the full attention, I will reach the goal and also do it with my full attention, right? What did the Rebbe say? The Rebbe comes, what did he say here? Because Hashem made the Hachana. Hashem, this is a whole, you look at the Rebbe's words, but this is the basic thinking. Hashem didn't have to make the Hachana. Hashem could have brought you right away to the Matara, to the goal. The fact that Hashem made your Hachana is a raya that he wants you. The preparation stage. The fact that Hashem made the Hachana, the preparation stage, is a raya that Hashem wants you to do this Hachana stage. So therefore, because this is the Rotan Hashem, you have to do it b'shleimus. And the only way you are, in other words, Hachana stage is not only to lead to the Matara, because Hashem, if the whole purpose was to lead to the Matara, then Hashem could have brought you right away to the Matara. This is the whole idea. Hashem could have brought you right away to the Matara. The fact that Hashem made the Machana is a raya, there is a value in the Machana. The Rotan Hashem that you should do the Achana. If the Rotan Hashem that you should do the Achana, then you have to do it. It's Rotan Hashem, so what's the difference between the Achana and the goal? This is Rotan Hashem and this is Rotan Hashem. Huh? So therefore, the Achana stage has to be done with the full MS. So based on this, this is an Akuda. Because you're doing the Rotan Hashem. You're doing the Achana not because of a situation. If I don't do the Achana, I won't be able to get to the goal. No, the Rebbe is skipping that. You're doing the Achana because the Rotan Hashem you wanted the Rotan Hashem that you should do the Achana. Hashem could have brought you to the goal without the Achana. The fact he brought you, he's giving you the Achana because he wants you to do the Achana. So therefore, if that is the value of the Achana, of the Rotan Hashem, when I do the Achana, I have to do it with the whole Shlemus, because this is the Rotan Hashem. There wouldn't be no difference from the Achana or the goal, because this is Rotan Hashem, that is Rotan Hashem. That Does that make sense? So therefore, when I'm doing now the Achana, I'm doing it with a full force, knowing that I can be Metzlich in this Achana. I'm doing it with a full force. That's why I can bring now in my current situation a Gula. Why can I bring a current situation a Gula? Because in this situation now, even though I'm not in Gula, I'm in Golos. But this situation of Golos was made by Hashem, and therefore I have to fulfill the full Rotan Hashem in this stage of Golos. So by fulfilling, connecting with Hashem in this stage of Golos, I'm doing a Gula. If the way it's commonly understood, we could have understood it, the Gula is a time I can fulfill Rotan Hashem. Golos, I have obstacles, I have to overcome obstacles. I will overcome all these obstacles of Golos that will bring me to Golos. So what's the whole purpose of Golos? Only in order to overcome something, to negate something, to overcome this situation, in order to reach the goal. So if the whole purpose of Golos is just to reach the goal, what is my interest in Golos? Just to overcome it, get it over and done with, and reach the Gula. But being the Rebbe says that the Hashem could have brought the Gula without the Golos. The fact he made Golos is because he wants, that Hashem wants you to have, to go through that through the Golos. So therefore, when I'm in Golos, what is my purpose in Golos? Not to reach something else, just to fulfill Ratzon Hashem in this situation here. So therefore, what is the Golos and Gula are both equal. Why are they equal? Both of them are just Ratzon Hashem. Does that make sense here? Therefore, in my current situation now, I am aware that I can fulfill Ratzon Hashem, and that is I'm bringing Gula in my situation here. Does that explain itself fully, or am I missing something? Let's just say it different. Let's say it differently. Let's put it this way. When someone was, the example we use many times, when someone was in Russia and the world is going against me and I cannot do the Ratzon Hashem, can someone tell me that I should live with the fact that, this is very good. When I'm in Russia, right, and the world, I cannot fulfill the Ratzon Hashem. So someone tell me, this stage is, the Ratzon Hashem is that you should do this stage. When I'm in this situation in Russia, when things are going against me, and I have to, and everything is going against me, you can tell me 100 times that this is a Ratzon Hashem. But do I see the Ratzon Hashem in what's happening around me? I don't see. I see I'm going Ratzon Hashem. So the Hashem wants this. So when I identify that moment with the Ratzon Hashem, how am I identifying with the Ratzon Hashem? With, on the abstract, I know there's a Ratzon Hashem, but I don't see it, right? So how do I identify with the Ratzon Hashem? With the abstract. I know, because the Torah said it's Ratzon Hashem. Even though I don't see it, I can't understand it. But see, everything is going against me. I'm trying to keep Torah mitzvahs, and everything works against Torah mitzvahs. So nevertheless, I know on the abstract, this is the Ratzon Hashem. And nowadays, that the world is not going against us, the world goes along with us, so I'm in Golos. But I know this Golos is a Ratzon Hashem. So now when I'm in my situation of Golos, I will start doing, knowing that this is Ratzon Hashem, I will do it because this is the Matara, this thing I'm currently doing now, this is the goal, this Golos is my goal. I will see how it works. So therefore I can now identify with the Geula in Zman HaGolos. I with the Ratzon Hashem in Zman HaGolos. So therefore now we're in a situation where you have the Aleph. You have the Golos and Gula. You have the two situations, yeah? Golos and Gula. So the Aleph, which is above Golos, which is the Ratzon Hashem, that I can identify even in Zman HaGolos. And with that I'm creating in my Golos situation, I'm creating a situation of Gula. Because I will see, when I fulfill Ratzon Hashem, I'll see the Gula, how I'm Metzliach in doing what I have to do. So even though I'm in Golos, in my narrow situation in Golos, I have limited impact and things around me, I will see the Gula working, how how things are following Ratzon Hashem actually works. Now, you should know, this, again, this sikh is written, everything when you're still in Golos. The same idea that Rebbe pushed later on, that not only you can impact your limited situation, the Rebbe has it in this sikh also, but it's not only on the end of the sikh. That you can, you actually affect the whole world. That this whole thing make, so this idea of the Aleph being above Golos and Gula, this is actually what the Rebbe speaks about. Yeah, doesn't make, yeah, this is the sikh, yeah, this is it, yeah. L'chayr, yeah? This is, very good. Fine, the Seder. So now, let's just go to the end of the Sikha, at the end of page 3, yeah? And, you look at the end of the Sikha, I just want to show you, that you have in the last paragraph, you have 3 stages, right? So the Rebbe says, why do you have to introduce Gula in your situation? All your avodah now should be bishleimus. You have to make this avodah bishleimus. You have to bring as a thrall into your situation here, a matzav of gula, and the Rebbe ends. You through that you actually bring the gula. Once you bring a shleimus in your current situation, from this shleimus you are actually bringing the gula. So that what the Rebbe is actually doing here, he's breaking the walls between Golos and Gula. L'chayr, the two separate situations. How did the Rebbe break the walls? By saying that there is the Aleph, which is above Golos and Gula, and I bring Golos in my situation, and therefore, I bring Gula in my situation, therefore I'm bringing the Gula. When I bring my Gula in my situation, I'm Golos, through that I bring the Gula. I think it's very, is it a posh, right? Yeah, fine. The Seder. So, I think this is the Rebbe explained this better. Like this is more explained here more than this is whatever brings out the whole Nakuda. Yeah. Moshe, is it fine? Huh? What? Yes, okay, to say that, fine. It's all the Rebbe's teaching ois. You know, the Rebbe's teaching ois, how you do it, there's a lot. The Sikh goes further. The Sikh teaches ois everything very well. It's very, very clearly ois teached. But this is the Nekuda. There is 1 second here. There's a dogma here. From other sikhs, some a very obvious dogma. The Rebbe says you makarot someone to Yiddishkeit, right? It's my dogma. It's not that Rebbe didn't put it back. I just put it in. But you makarot someone to Yiddishkeit. The Rebbe says so. Even though he can only keep a certain amount of mitzvahs, you can't throw upon him all the tariq mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs, because he's just coming into Yiddishkeit. But he has the awareness that apitater, he has to strive to keep all the mitzvahs. Because of my current situation now, I keep only what I can keep. So, the same thing is here in Golos and Gula. Once Gula, as long as Gula is only something, an interference which has to be overcome, the goal is Golos. And Gula, the goal is Gula. And Golos is only interference. Like we had till now. Yesh and Nivra is a still telekos. What is the whole purpose of Yesh and Nivra? To overcome the Yesh, to move out to the Yesh and see telekos. But the Yesh is a still. So as long as Golos is a still, and the whole purpose of Golos is just something to overcome, therefore, Golos is, there's no real, Golos has no purpose to itself, real purpose. It's just to be avoided. The whole thing of Golos is to be avoided. So, but now the Rebbe says Golos is something which is the rotten of the Eibishter. It's something apitera. So therefore, regardless of my situation, just like the person, this prior person who's beginning to be starting Yiddishkeit, he knows that he is shy to the whole Torah. My current situation, I can only do so much. Therefore, I'm in Golos. My inyan is to have Gula, to be, I can, in essence, should be keeping all the Torah mitzvahs, the matzav of Gula, all the Targum mitzvahs. In my current situation in Golos, I cannot keep all the mitzvahs. So I'm keeping these mitzvahs. But what is my hergish, my chayas, that I can keep shteimis of Torah mitzvahs? Just as, no, I'm in Golos, I can only keep that. So when I do the mitzvahs, I can only keep these amounts of mitzvahs in Golos. So when I do these amount of mitzvahs, I have a full of consciousness, a full awareness that I can do it bishleimus. I'm only doing this amount because I cannot do more. But behind me, I have this awareness that of that Golos is part of the Torah, and that therefore I am connected to the full Torah in Golos. Do that? You follow what I'm saying? This is the Mahalach that the Rebbe has it very many places, that whatever Madrega I am, this is the whole Mahalach, B'chal the whole Mahalach, whatever Madrega I am, I have an Etzem. And the Etzem, so I have to be aware the Etzem is, I'm a Chuba with Eibishter, and therefore I have the opportunity for everything. I can know myself, I can only do this amount. But when I'm doing this amount, I'm aware that there is the Eibishter, and therefore this amount, I'm doing it with the whole Shlemus, with the whole Breitkeit, etc., etc. I will come smarter, more intelligent, I will develop my skills, I'll do more. But whatever I'm doing, I always have the Nekuda Atzmis, regardless where I am, Begoli, I may be at this stage, Begoli, that stage, but the Nekuda Atzmis is always there. But this is a basic theme which I have everywhere in the Sikhis, that the Nekuda Atzmis, which here, this is the Aleph, wherever I'm standing, I always have the Nekuda Atzmis. Where Amalogatzeiten, we've gone through all of this many times. Amalogatzeiten, we were taught, you know, you have this avodah leads you to the next avodah, this avodah leads you to the next avodah, etc., 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 till you reach Atmos. Atmos is the highest Madrega. What did Rebbe say? The Rebbe took Atmos out of the context of Atmos and brought Atmos to everywhere. There's no difference between Atmos and Gilui. So wherever I am, I'm in Gilui. I'm not up to Atmos yet. I'm in a very low Madrega of Gilui. But I have this connection to Atmos, to whatever I'm doing now, I'm doing it with a decisiveness, with a certainty, with the fullest confidence, because this, I'm here, but I have the Nekudas Atzmi. So the same thing here. I'm in Golos, but I have the full awareness in this situation. I'm identifying with the Aleph of Gula. Okay. Who's that? Oh. Well.